Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This year, so a lot of people aged 50 to 54, 53, 54, are now thinking, well, should I take it early or not?
Yes, they'll have to make their minds up rather quickly. And I read a survey from Prudential earlier this week saying that almost half of all sort of pension scheme members are unaware of this change. They need to become aware of it and decide what they're doing, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, that's probably not surprising given how much interest people usually take in their pensions. It is a consideration. I mean, pension advisors have reported to me that there is a certain amount of panic might be too strong a word, but there's certainly a lot of concern, particularly in the past couple of months, among investors who are in their early 50s. And the impulse, I think, of people is to take it early. You know, if someone says, oh, actually, you thought you were going to get your money now and we're actually locking it up for another 5 years, I think the impulse is to say, God, I better get it right now while I still can. But actually, a lot of the advice that I've been hearing this week is to do the opposite. There are a number of reasons why you probably shouldn't take your pension early.
And by not taking it early, obviously your fund hopefully grows, your tax-free lump sum when you come to take it from age 55 under the new rule will be larger. Your income potentially will be higher. But then, of course, you have to think about annuity rates as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's all a bit of a juggling act, basically. If you're thinking about buying an annuity, you have to weigh up the fact that you'll be older at age 55 than at 50, so the rate will be better. But you also have to weigh up the fact that there is a lot of downward pressure on annuity rates in general because people are living so much longer. However, the interesting thing about that is that right now, annuity rates are particularly bad because gilt yields are very low. So in fact, the advice seems to be that if you had to do it now or in 5 years, you probably would be better doing it in 5 years. And people actually expect annuity rates to rise in the next 2 or 3 years. So on that front, that's a reason for staying where you are with your pension. The other option, obviously, for people with a bit more money in their pension is to just keep the pension invested in the stock market and take an income from it. That's the alternative to an annuity known as income drawdown.